to Nota Bene. I am here live from Miami Beach with Benjamin Godsell. How are you, Benjamin?
I'm here in body, but not in spirit, because my spirit has been broken.
That's what Miami does too.
Every time, man. Every time. And here's the thing. I thought in the past that maybe it had to do with certain, chemicals and the drinking and the staying out till 4 in the morning. I didn't do any of these things.
No, you didn't.
I still feel like my soul has been wrested out of my body, trampled on. It's been handed back to me in a Publix plastic shopping bag.
Lovely. Lovely.
Yeah. A little word picture for all you out there in this land. But we wanted to, I got to go up and pack, but we wanted to touch base. We potted on Monday before all the excitement. There's been crabs. There's been dinners. There's been Madonna. There's been art sold. So many other things. There's been boat parties.
There's
lots
been boat
of
parties.
And we wanted to tell the people about our experiences.
What a week it's been. I don't even know where to start.
Well, so we had the crabs. Everyone knows the crabs. We don't need to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
We did the order we talked about.
We did that.
I had a smaller table for three. Didn't need the fried chicken for the table. Huge mistake. Hash browns, not going to do that again.
No. We're not going to do the hash browns. That's really the one amendment.
It's really all about the crabs and the salad, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
really
else is filler. Later that night, we did nothing? I don't remember.
We handed out some hats.
Oh, that's right. We met up with the people at
Thank
at
you
Max
all
Club Deuce.
So much for coming out to Max Club Deuce, one of America's greatest bars, to just chat.
We had some friends there, some good Instagram friends. We had the Icy Gays were there.
Yeah.
It was a good time. A good time was had. It was quick. And rolled right into Monday where, we met at the crack of dawn. I made a decision that wasn't financially necessarily responsible, but I'll never do it any other way again. I'm forgetting his name right now, but we had the dude.
We had a really, really wonderful man with a sick ride, and it came with refreshments.
Oh, yeah. He had a whole, one of those plug-in coolers full of the Starbucks drinks, the sparkling water, the still water, the Budweiser, the Stella, the little nips of Sutter Home's white wine, as well as vodka, tequila,
incredibly classy assortment of beverages. I only regret not partaking. It was a little early.
So I had the car for the whole day. We ran through. We started out at the De La Cruz home, which was looking banging. Rosa and Carlos's house. I hadn't been there in years.
A spectacular turnout.
Yeah,
there was more Spanish being spoken than English.
It felt like a real locals event, right?
It was. It was for.
There were stop and chats. We saw Sean Regan. Did I see Laura Bjork there or just everywhere else? I don't remember. Saw her there. The lovely Laura Bjork. Whole bunch of other, international artwork types. But the core of it was really the locals from,
Key Biscayne. Key Biscayne, historically, where upper-class Cubans who live in Miami have long established their homes. And it was a really, really beautiful Monday morning.
I'm surprised it didn't feature in Oliver Stone's JFK, that neighborhood.
Ah, well, that's not this kind of podcast, but we're not going to go to that.
All right. Anyway, so that was that. I had the guy all day. I will say, and then we went from there to the Margulies collection, which looked really nice. Not that much changes. He let his daughter, who's an art advisor, hang some of her collection. So the Margulies collection, super, idiosyncratic collection, really great. Sorry, we just had a power blip, hopefully at the beginning of this podcast recorded. Rubel collection, off the chains.
Just incredible.
Always. I die for that Katie Nolan. I die for so much. I actually stayed there for a little bit longer, or went back there, I guess, and ran into Donna Mira around 3 o'clock. That was awesome.
That was awesome indeed. I heard that the opening that night, we weren't during the day when it was a little quieter, the opening was jam-packed, just an incredible assortment of people. I think thousands of people came through to see the new works, as well as all the old favorites. Just a essential sort of night in Miami.
And then we took the car around a little bit more. I had to part ways with you. We went to the Gagosian Deitch pop-up show, which was fine. There were some nice pieces, but whatever.
You know what I did with a friend of the pod, James Cardoso Schaefer, is we went to see Craig Robbins' collection in the DACRA offices, which was immediately above the Deitch Gagosian show.
Cool. Was that awesome?
It was fucking sick, man. It is crazy what his employees work next to. There was a whole suite of Marlene Dumas paintings, some amazing Jana Euler paintings that he acquired in the last few years, as well as an enormous Urs Fischer wax sculpture of Julian Schnabel. You love to see it.
Yeah, always love to see a candle.
A few other Urses, a really crazy Baldessari that you saw as you entered the room. Some Goya drawings. Like, it was just crazy.
Weird.
Crazy
okay.
stuff. It was really, really cool. And then downstairs, there was a Chase Hall, Henry Taylor, a great Dina Lawson photo, this insane Jenny Saville painting, you know, just a really diverse, strange, awesome collection that are in the offices. This isn't even his home, which I think we've been to before and seen that collection.
But listen, I hang some nice art in some offices every once in a while. I get it. I love it. I think people should have great, you know, especially if you're a collector and you don't want to do the whole private foundation, public, you know, viewing thing. A great place to do it is in the offices if you're an employer.
Yeah, I mean, it was so wild because the Dykstra Collection show is usually in the Moore building a few blocks away. This is in the Buick building, which I had never been to before, but it's the long time.
Do we have any idea why it's called the Buick building? Was that a Buick dealership, I guess, once?
I guess so. But Jeffrey Deitch tipped me off. He said, you got to go upstairs to see.
It was kind of open? You could just kind of crack open the door, or did he have to text someone for you?
There was a list. I was somehow on it.
You're on all the lists. I was somehow on it, Nate Freeman. Come
I don't
on.
Know, man.
Come on.
I say the name. They put it in the iPad. And there it was.
And all those names we just mentioned, Carlos and Rosa de la Cruz, Donna Mira, and Craig were so instrumental in bringing the art fair from Switzerland, from the quiet town, the very reserved Swiss, to the boisterous beaches of Miami.
Exactly.
Some 20 years ago.
I was at the press conference before the fair opened, and all the speakers, to some extent, mentioned their hesitation about whether this fair would work. Mark Spiegler, most prominently, he was at the time a journalist, art critic, art journalist in Zurich, and so he knew the fair quite well. And he had never been to Miami before and came to the first edition, was very skeptical about whether this would work. And as soon as the fair opened, he said his skepticisms were completely washed away. He got it instantly, and it worked right from day one.
Yeah, and you know who wasn't skeptical? The OG Sam motherfucking Keller.
That's true. Sam Keller, he had the vision. He just fucking followed it through from, you know, inception to where it is today.
And how about the fair itself on Tuesday morning? We can skip over. Did you have anything crazy going on Monday night? I did like a client dinner.
On Monday night, no, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I did like a client dinner.
I went to
dinner.
White Cube thing.
Yeah, I went to Milos. I was supposed to go to White Cube. Didn't get there.
White Cube's great. The lobster, delicious.
Milos was packed with A-list collectors. It was pretty amusing.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Did some good table hopping was happening in the
That must have been fun. Milos,
you know,
man.
You really got to know how to order there, too. Thank God I was with someone that's like, pretty familiar with it, with the menu and how.
Do you want to do the Milos order really quick?
Yeah, really quick. You can do the whole fish. We went salt baked. I think grilled is fine too. But the most important thing is like the Milos special, especially on Milos, which is all this very, very thinly cut zucchini, eggplant.
Let's
things
fucking
like this,
go. Let's fucking go
in a massive tower with some tzatziki in the middle that you kind of then dip these chips into. Now we went with one large order. I was with three other gentlemen. One of the gentlemen at the time was like, "We're gonna need two.
You're going to need two."
And someone else, everyone else was like, no. Guess what we ended up ordering halfway through the meal? A second meal.
Of course
special.
You did. Of course you did.
Shout out to the mics. They know what they're doing.
Fucking sick.
That's the
meal
sort
fish, of people.
And then you're going to start off the meal with some beautiful sashimi that they're
going to
have.
Of course you do.
With kind of traditional Japanese fish, with a lot of Mediterranean fish that aren't.
Because that's how they fucking do it.
That's how they do it. And you're going to do like a salad with some feta cheese and some tomatoes and that kind of stuff. And we had an amazing raw beet that was a beautiful dish. With some kind of whipped feta.
Let's fucking
It's fresh,
go.
It's light, you're feeling good. They take.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Great. So that was Monday. We go to the fair on Tuesday morning. It's. How's the fair?
I mean, the fair was good. I'd done a lot of shopping previously. I had too many clients with me. I loved having all the clients, but it was really hard to prioritize all of them at once. I'm still figuring that out. So it was a little complicated. In general, the quality was high. It felt very easy to sell anything that was things that were priced at less than $250,000 seemed that were nice things, pretty desirable and moving across the fair. I think stuff at the upper end of the price ranges, especially when you got to $1 million plus, was a little bit harder for them to move.
Right. I thought the fair was very, very high in quality. Gorgeous fare. A lot of really, really great stuff. And that's not necessarily the case for the Miami Fair. Sometimes you get a lot of Instagram-y shit. You get
there
a lot
wasn't,
of market
there
shit.
Wasn't a lot of Instagram-y
no, there
stuff.
Wasn't.
And in fact, if you moved out to the outer edges, some of the classic galleries, the Van Doren Wexlers and these kind of more quiet programs, amazing examples. Mm-hmm. A lot of female abstraction I noticed from the post-war, you know, kind of the latter part of the 20th century. Really, really interesting stuff in that vein that I was captivated by. There was no banana. You know what I'm saying?
There was no banana. I didn't miss the banana.
You know, a couple of journalists reached out to me to ask what this year's banana was, and I said, no comment. Get a
wow.
Better, get a better shtick.
I almost want you to name names, but let's have some respect for my colleagues.
Yeah, I don't want to throw anyone into the bus. They're all good people.
All good people. I know. There's no harm in looking for the banana, but I appreciated that there was no gimmicky shit. There was just really great work. Whether it was selling is a different story. I mean, I heard that business is down 50% from a year ago.
It didn't feel as hot, and especially at the more expensive things.
Mm-hmm. Whether that's some sort of canary in a coal mine, we'll have to see.
I mean, things were also even if things were moving, it was a slower process. Except for the really, really desirable things that are moving before the fair opens, it was a slower process to move from initial interest to closing the deal over 2 or 3 days. I will say this. So this was Tuesday. We'll get back to the evening stuff on that night. I want to say I went back to the fair again on Wednesday, which was a great opportunity to walk around with clients and talk with dealers. And I saw a number of very big fish collectors on the ground.
Yeah, Wednesday actually shocked me.
It was a big day.
It was a really big day.
But it was way easier to navigate. I mean, there was the right amount of people on Tuesday. It wasn't oversubscribed, but it was even easier to get a moment with a dealer, to chat with them, have a long conversation. Really, really helpful. I noticed a lot of prominent dealers that might not always stay for the second mm-hmm. day. Everyone was on the booth.
I was very impressed by that.
And yesterday, a lot of them were on the booth as well, which was impressive.
I didn't make it to the fair yesterday, but on Wednesday at 11, when the fair opened, every major dealer whose name is on the door was there
yep.
at the stand.
Yep.
And that was really impressive.
I mean, it's more of like a Basel thing. You don't see that mm-hmm. with really any of the other fairs that, right. in my experience, is the Frieses and the whatnot.
So that's a testament to this fair. Which
something else I wanted to mention, Mark, was, well, I will say this, though. In general, even though I saw a lot of the big players on the buy side on the fair on Wednesday, overall, I didn't see a lot of major names. All American, no Europeans, no Asians, very few Latin American major collectors, Mexico, Brazil, et cetera. It seems to be like a very, on the buy side, a very American-focused fair. And even some of the bigger American buyers, just because I didn't see them doesn't mean they weren't there. But it seemed to be lacking some of the bold-faced names. On the collecting tip, plenty of celebrities in the bold-faced names. Had a weird interaction with Leo.
I relished those weird interactions.
Yeah, had a little, you know, kind of thing. He was being followed around by Tony Schiavazzi in a sort of desperate and somewhat thirsty way.
Mm-hmm. I had a long talk with Tony. There's no other talks with Tony, but long ones. One time, I sat down for a 15-minute interview with him. It was 8 hours later. I was still at the Mercer.
He wasn't wearing his MAGA hat, huh?
Oh, no, he took it off, which is very kind of him.
Yeah. I'm surprised he and well, okay, we're just gonna leave it there. He's a hero.
Who else did I see? We saw our favorite artist, Alec Monopoly.
I didn't see Alec. I've been watching his Instagram stories, obviously.
He was going around the fair. I think he was hanging out with Leo for part of it, just because that's what cool guys do. You know, Tobey Maguire was at the fair.
Okay, all right. He's a real collector too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's been collecting for decades.
I can't believe that Leo puts up with Alec.
I mean, I don't think they. I think he was just following Leo around.
Yeah.
They run in the same rich guy circles, you know?
Ugh, I just got like a shiver up my spine. Sorry, we had another technical difficulty. I believe Nate Freeman was just telling us that he was at the beautiful Zwirner party. I meant to get there and never got there.
Very, very nice party. I think that, you know, it's similar every year, but everyone shows up and it's very, very classy. There's a lot of great food. You know, I had a nice talk with Max Holland and his wife Nina, who were there. I apologize to David for leaving my child's stroller in the middle of his booth and somewhat impeding the sale of a Jasper Johns.
Did you do that on the opening day of the fucking fair?
Well, you know, we brought Lady to the fair for just
don't
like
you have
an
a
hour.
Nanny or something?
Yeah, we.
Why
we
are you
do.
Taking a baby to the open? Okay, whatever.
Because we wanted to show her the art world. You know, it's part of it. You know, you start them young.
She's not aware, but I mean, they can see about a foot in front of them.
We're going to tell her that we brought her to, you know, the Miami Fair when she's
the therapy,
you know.
Bills. Anyway, I didn't make it to David. I went to Cote. Thank you. With a meal with some Dallas-based collectors. A client
I went to Cote on Wednesday night. I think.
Well, this was a private dinner. Mm-hmm. Although half my table was trying to or basically eating semi-vegan and vegetarian.
Oh my God, that's not a weird choice. For that.
I was, you know, so I wasn't able to really put in the full flex order that I would have liked to.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still fun.
I mean, yeah, our coat order, we got, you know, some uni and some razor clams and some lobster, all very incredible, and some stone crabs. And then we moved on to the meat portion, which started.
We did the uni and the
razor clams,
the clams too, and also some stone crabs.
Did you get the steak and eggs?
We also got stone crabs at Mila's the night before.
Did you get the steak and eggs at Coat?
No.
Oh man, it's
yeah, I know.
You know,
I'm upset that we didn't get to order it.
It's steak tartare with a lot of caviar, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled with her ordering on this one, but you know, I also didn't even pretend to go into my pocket for my credit card. So there you go.
That's nice. And then we got the sort of tasting menu of steaks that they grill right in front of you. It's fabulous.
Yeah, I ordered everyone's like, oh, let's get a little meat, and so I ordered the galbi and the dry aged porterhouse. I think
those are good. The strip. You didn't get the wagyu.
No.
Oh, it melts in your mouth. It's incredible.
Yeah, I just like it was. Everything's so rich these days.
I know. I felt extremely full afterward. I had
Dan's on going to get to the Hauser and Wirth party for Henry Taylor afterwards. So I wanted to keep myself light, but I was too tired.
Oh, that was a really fun party, man. So Ivan Wirth, full Carbone buyout. I saw him the next day. He said he's doing it every year because he fucking loves Carbone so much. It was fun, man. I was. Talking
to that's Ivan a couple years too late on the trend cycle.
Yeah, but it's you know, this Carbone opened a year and a half ago. It's okay. I walk in, I see friend of the pod, former guest Riley Opelka, great American tennis player.
So cool.
Great art collector.
Did you say what's up? I mean, like, hey, you remember about the podcast?
I said what's up. He obviously greeted me very warmly, but as we were talking, Venus Williams comes up, taps him on the shoulder, and says, hey, Henry Taylor wants to meet you. So he went inside. We cut it short, but it's okay. You know, I mean, like, he wanted to meet Henry Taylor. I totally understand.
Get it. Listen, I like you, but I love Henry Taylor, too.
I get it, too. Henry was having a blast. You know, like, the whole art world was there, just eating some little meats and cheeses and
yeah, so when they do
the,
a whole when they do a full bio, it's not like a sit down. They don't have the waiters.
It wasn't sit down, but they had all the famous dishes coming out, being passed around. They had a station full of lardo and all the cheeses and all this.
And you make you get a chicken parm?
Yeah, I got some chicken the veal parm.
Okay.
Veal parm.
And would they cut it in strips or how did they serve it?
They served it like on small plates, so you got like a tiny bit of one.
Okay.
And then you can go back for more. Definitely got
But you have to stand and eat it, or is there plenty of tables you can sit down?
Plenty of tables. It was a full buyout, you know? It was quite cool. The whole Hauser crew was there, a lot of friends. Noah Horowitz, of course, was there, just repping the fair. Really, really fun. Really great time. I think it went late. I left around 11, but I saw people. Full on dancing at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Does it go that late? I thought it would be done. Yeah. Anyway, the following day, as I said, I went to the fair. You also went to the fair. What did you do on Wednesday evening?
Wednesday evening, went to Coat.
All runs quite, together, doesn't
quite
it?
Quite wonderful. Just describe that night. And then there was a little shindig thrown by my local gallery, Karma.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I couldn't make it to that. Was it good?
Quite fun. A great cross-section of people. I think they sort of had the party go from like 8 until 1, so people sort of dipped in at different times. But yeah, great crew when I was there.
What did I do? I had a whole bunch of things. Oh, I had a dinner with clients that ran late. I ran up to see a Grateful Dead cover band. I made it in time for the last song, but
That's
it was still important that I was there. Fare thee well, for anyone who's wondering.
I was wondering.
I then jetted down to meet some friends at the Edition Hotel that were having a dinner, including the great tennis player Erica Samuels.
She mentioned to me that she kicked your ass.
Yeah, always. She's much better than I am, no doubt. Hung out there for a little bit, and then like Tolga was having his party, and I was like, I'll drop in for a minute, I guess. I'm tired. Went by, super fun. Went, I danced for about 15 minutes, hung out outside for 15 minutes. Everyone was there.
Everyone.
It was like a Tolga party of old. It was going off.
I wish I could have gone.
And then I excused myself, got my Uber. I still didn't get home until 1, and like I was so hyped up from like the music and all the Diet Cokes, I had trouble sleeping.
Yeah, that'll do it. Ah, man, I can't believe I missed that Tolga party. I really appreciate you tweeting out my profile of Tolga that I wrote in 2019.
It was so good.
I reread it myself. It's great. I'm going to have to blast it out there to the readers. Really, really fun. And then last night,
Yeah, let's do last night because I got to go pack and I'm dying over here.
Last night, a really cool thing to check out if you're in town. And I was at Nada, which deserves a shout out.
Oh, yeah, Nada was great. I made it to Nada as well.
And I was walking around. I went to the White Columns booth. And, you know, Matthew Higgs is a guy whose opinion I always reach out. I really seek out, you know. He's been on the pod. He's an incredibly smart guy. I asked him if there's something that, like, I might have missed in Miami that was really cool. And he said, you know what? Saint Laurent put this little gallery on the beach, and they curated a show of the pictures that Steven Meisel took for Madonna's book Sex. And I was like, oh, I got some like press release about that. And he was like, no, this is legit. It's insane. It's crazy. It's the coolest show in Miami. Like, he's like, these pictures deserve to be in a real gallery. They're works of art. They're amazing. Steven Meisel's a genius. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. So reach out to Saint Laurent people. They're having an opening and a party Thursday night. I'm in, obviously. I go, this is a really cool show. One, these pictures were taken 30 years ago. They look super contemporary, and they're still shocking. They're like, it's shocking that the most famous woman in the world, in the peak of her fame, does something just this sort of out there, sexy, but beyond sexy, just like full on raunchy. And the pictures are really, really beautiful. And so there was a little party on the beach. They set up this crazy sort of.
Listen,
like,
let's cut through all this fucking filler. Did Madge show up or not?
Oh, Madonna was there. She was slamming champagne. She was dancing. She looked incredible.
I saw a video of her shaking that booty while slamming some champers.
I mean, she is like just as wild as ever.
At like 65, she can just go hard, huh?
She can go so hard.
I mean, and the face of a 23-year-old.
And like, you know, there were some celebrities there. There was Zoe Kravitz. There was Justin Bieber's wife. There was how's a bunch Zoe of models.
Looking?
What?
How's Zoe looking?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I always had a little crush on her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, if Madonna is there, the entire world, like, revolves around her.
Yeah, the energy of the room revolves around Madonna.
And it was wild to see, like, you know, these other celebrities who would be their own planetary, you know, orbs or whatever, just
become mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Bubby, I need to go pack. I'm sure there's more. We'll catch up with anything we missed in the coming week, although I'm sure there are all sorts of tidbits that you held down on us that'll be dropping in your Vanity Fair column this afternoon.
Yeah, by the time this is up, hopefully, there will be a story to be read at vanityfair.com. If not, keep on refreshing. It'll be there, and it'll be good.
All right. Thanks, Bubby. Until next year, Miami Beach, nota bene.
Ow.